This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, it's that time of the week again. Dr. Batar is indeed in. We're going for some advanced medicine, taking it up to the next level. And, of course, Dr. Batar, for those of you who are new to the show, is the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, and, of course, translated into many languages around the world. So if you're listening all over the world, it's probably available in a language near you. Isn't that right, Dr. Batar?
Yep, it is. Hopefully more languages to come soon.
All the time, all the time. Listen, I want to do some advanced medicine diagnosing of obesity because there's an article here that says experts are now calling obesity a disease rather than the end symptom of something that's gone awry, perhaps overeating, but perhaps there are metabolic imbalances that preceded it. Is obesity a disease, or is it just a symptom of other things?
You know, Robert, my initial gestalt is just to be my natural facetious self that Don loves so much and that you tolerate. But here's the thing. I mean, if we stay with the facetiousness, at least for that aspect, remember we talked about the Second Amendment, where gun rights and people talk about how guns are bad and they kill people. It's like we should remove spoons from everybody because the side effect of owning a spoon is being obese.
That's right, yes.
It's that type of absurdity. But, you know, I'm glad you said that there are certain metabolic disorders. There are some people that have thyroid disruptions and other hormonal imbalances. They're adrenally, you know, shot, and so they're high in cortisol, and they start ending up retaining a lot of excess body fat. I think that also sometimes people are nutritionally deficient, which drives their body to consume more because they're seeking something that they're lacking, but whatever they're eating is not they're not finding what they need, what the body needs. So they keep on eating with the quest to fulfill this whatever nutritional deficit they may have, and so the body goes into a starvation-like mode and so holds on to fat because it's stressed and it sees times in the future that are coming that are going to be, prone to starvation. And so that's one of the things where the body, you fool the body into letting go of the body fat by eating small, frequent meals. But when people don't have that, there's a whole component of that. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
From an athletic standpoint. But given all those factors and putting all those things aside, the biggest problem with obesity is overconsumption and the consumption of things that are just utterly garbage.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And so how or why do you think that experts, so to speak, medical experts would redefine obesity as the disease as opposed to the symptom of these other things you've mentioned? Is it about insurance coverage for drugs that treat the symptom once again?
Well, I think it could be possibly that, but it's always politically correct to go after and label something as a problem that would be then considered socially acceptable rather than to deal with the actual underlying issue, which actually involves somebody doing something proactively. It's a lot easier to make an excuse and justify that excuse. It's like the hospitals and their orientation for the emergency room doctors that they must have customer service, and you must treat the patient like a concierge at a hotel. And if you have the audacity to tell the patient that's having an asthma attack, get your head out of your rear end and stop smoking, and that might help you to stop having your asthma attack.
Yes.
That's not considered proper, and that's not customer service oriented, and you're not helping the patient because you are telling the patient what they really need to do, that's not considered to be appropriate. You must cater to them, give them a medication, pat them on the back, and tell them we'll wait for you next time. I mean, again, it's mediocrity at best, and they're pushing this agenda because their agenda is to, you know, make the sheeple more like sheeple. So, hey, tell the guy keep on smoking, I'll keep on treating your asthma.
Yeah, of course, it's what we call victim-based medicine. Super Don and I were joking about this. Evidence-based medicine, some of the skeptics don't really like that anymore because the evidence shows that natural medicine actually works. So we got to change it up, and then they say, now they call it science-based medicine. So now we also have to acknowledge this, victim-based medicine. We're going to tell you your symptoms are just random or happenstance. There's a drug deficiency going on. Yeah, we might acknowledge what Dr. Batar says about some thyroid imbalances, but heck, we can radiate that thyroid and put it out of commission. Of course, never mind, we've got drugs for that. And so the victim-based mentality of medicine facilitating people to say, I'm just a victim of my genes, and not empowering them to genuinely make lifestyle changes, whether it be as simple as, hey, stop smoking, you asthmatic, right? Or something more comprehensive in terms of the quality of food that you're putting into your system or the lack thereof, resulting in abnormal metabolic functions that lead to a symptom called obesity.
That's absolutely correct, Robert. I completely agree with you. And, you know, I mean, we're in our seventh year now doing this radio show together, and it's amazing to me that 7 years now, but the one appreciation that I have that I constantly have every week, or even between shows, I think about this, and when I'm in discussions, today I was with a couple of doctors, and we were discussing the slogan, basically when we say that how a person's innate ability of their own body to heal is already there, and that we don't have to have this mentality that we are missing something. We really have everything that we need, and your body's innate intelligence being so sound that it starts telling you when there's something wrong, and these ailments and these aches and pains and different things that we have, they're truly blessings. The more I recognize this, like, you had a blessing, Robert, when you were younger that I didn't have. Your blessing was that your body rejected those foods and you became sick, and your body's own feedback mechanism giving you the input that was necessary for you to radically change your input, your things that you were taking into your body that resulted in you having such good health today. And I didn't have that blessing. I actually have developed it later, and I've recognized now and have such a great appreciation for the design of the system, because when we take in garbage and we start feeling ill, that is our computer system telling us, our own feedback mechanism guiding us that this is not right.
Exactly.
Every time we have an ailment, it's a blessing. It's feedback. It's telling us. It's guiding us. It's letting us know what we need to do to adjust.
Well, of course, we're designed, though, in the Western world with an allopathic reductionist mindset, molecular in variety, to curse the communication, right? Curse it and block it out, shut it down. And that's, again, that was my upbringing, too.
And that's exactly the thing, that instead of cursing it, we should recognize it for what it really is. It is a blessing. Every time you feel a symptom from eating something, your system is giving you crucial data.
Mm-hmm.
That if you are foolish enough to ignore it, you will pay the consequences later. And if you are intelligent enough to heed it.
Yeah. Let me give everybody an exercise right now. Next time you have indigestion after eating something that is not good for you, doesn't agree with you, I want you to thank God for that symptom. Honestly, thank the Creator for that symptom. And I'm not going to say it's going to go away instantaneously, but certainly there'll be a blessing bestowed on you next time. You'll go, wait, I remember that. I blessed it. I thanked it. I don't have to have that again. I'm going to switch it out. Now, yesterday was Mother's Day. Happy Mom's Day to all the moms still around out there. And I had my mom out there. You know, my grandma, Mickey, we call her. She's my mom. She loves you, Dr. Batar, as well. And she came on, and she talked about a recent story where she called me. She said her toe was hurting. She goes out dancing all the time. So if her toes are hurting, that's not a good thing. She won't be able to dance. And I said, Mom, what have you been doing? Did you get injured? Did somebody step on your toe? No, nothing like that. Did you go out to, like, a friend's place, a party or something, to eat something you shouldn't have? And she went, oh, man, yeah. You know what? I went out to this social event, and I had some stuff, and darn it, you're right again. You know, she was like, I can't do that. And she's at 83 still figuring it out. But for the most part, she knows it, but was able to reverse it in a matter of a couple of days by said, refocus on your liver, drink some more water, take a little extra selenium, you know the things to do, and boom, she was better. She's out dancing again. At 83, didn't need a drug.
look at the incredible feedback mechanism. See, the beautiful thing is our feedback mechanisms as we age get better. They become more sensitive, and they are allowing us and attuning our systems to be able to deal with the onslaught of the environmental garbage that we're being exposed to on a daily basis. And at 83, your mom is able to do a couple things in a few days, reverse that symptomology. I'm telling you, Robert, every single day when I wake up, my appreciation for how the body was designed and how well the body works, given the fact that we put so much garbage into our systems. I mean, take a car and put sugar water in the car and see what happens to the engine. And yet people put sugar into the system every day and we still function. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an interesting sugar story we'll get into, the link to Alzheimer's disease a little bit later. I was thinking a recent example for me. I thought it was funny when we were out in San Diego, the Best Answer for Cancer. We were getting ready to do this show. I called you, you called me, and we were at the same moment doing push-ups, right? We're doing our little daily workout, right? And so, you know, I get home, and, you know, my son's on track. He's athletic and stuff, so I say, I'm going to do more push-ups than you, telling my 17-year-old. Now, I know I can't do more push-ups than him at one time, but I was like, hey, I'm putting my feet up on the couch, so it's elevated push-ups. I fire off 40, and I stop, and then he goes to 30, and he stops, but he actually does have an injury. He literally doing stupid kid stuff. He ran into a wall and kind of bent his wrist back, so it was like it was hurting him. So I was like, see, I got you, kid, I got you. But at the same time, the next day, I realized I put my bicep tendon a little out of place, so it was starting to get sore. I was starting to lose mobility, and I just knew exactly what had happened because it had happened to me years ago, and I didn't resort, just like my mom, no aspirin, no ibuprofen, no acetaminophen, none of that. I took some arnica, I used some magnesium, my wife adjusted the bicep tendon, put it back into place, and then the next day I was absolutely back, mobility is back. It didn't go into a chronic debilitating place where years ago it ended up being a frozen shoulder because I didn't know what happened.
Robert, in the same type of story, I was just going to say my son, 18 years old, and he told me his back's been bothering him. He's been playing 4 to 6 hours of tennis. He's giving instructions now to the tennis instructor a couple of times. And he's been really exhausted. He's kind of injured his body, his back. And he was talking to me about it. He said, Dad, Mom said she's going to take me to the doctor if my back continues to hurt. And it's been bothering me for the last couple of months. And I told him, I said, you know, look at the amount of expenditure of energy. It's unbelievable how much he's doing. But the thing is that his nutrient intake isn't sufficient to deal with all the expenditure of energy. So he just needs to improve his nutrition, which he's really conscientious of, but he needs more minerals.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, we're going to take a break here. Dr. Rasha Bitar is my co-host, as he is each and every week at this time, called Advanced Medicine. And you can go to medicalrewind.com to catch up on hundreds and hundreds of hours of our adventures together doing Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sugar, relationship to Alzheimer's. Next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, hanging out with my good buddy, Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine each and every week. And now on to another advanced medicine topic, interestingly enough. And this was covered, what is this thing called? Oh, Natural Society has a good article here. It says, scientists find link between excess sugar and Alzheimer's disease. Saying your sugar intake plays a major role in your brain's health. I'd call it a moment of duh, but I guess there are nuances to understanding how deep the sugar hole goes.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that, again, that you can pretty much see an association with anything if you're looking hard enough. I saw a cartoon once. It was really funny. And it had one scientist giving a tour to another scientist, and they're looking through a glass. And on the other side is another scientist with a... It looks like a hazmat suit, and he's pushing a shopping cart. And the two scientists outside, one is saying to the other one, Jenkins is working on a theory that pushing a shopping cart causes cancer. So, you know, it's one of those things that, yes, people that have Alzheimer's, they probably are going to have other associated components. Let's talk about mercury, okay? They're not aware. They probably have mercury in their teeth. They probably had their full vaccine. They've had an accumulation of mercury through combustion of fossil fuel exposure throughout their life. Well, people that have not done anything proactively or not been aware and have ended up having all this exposure to mercury, they probably also aren't very conscientious of their diet. They're probably not looking at their amount of sugar intake. So if you look at the autophagy aspect that we talked about at the cancer conference, Robert, you know, the three aspects, autophagy being the self-digestion process, which has now been associated with increasing telomere length, one of the most effective things you can do from age management, if you can induce autophagy in your system. So what were the three natural things you can do? You can exercise, you can fast, and you can reduce carbohydrate intake. Those three things naturally increase autophagy. do you think that most people that aren't aware of what's necessary for good health are doing those three things? I mean, we push people to do those things in our own circle of influence, in our own patient population.
Did we lose you, Dr. Bitar? Just cut off mid-sentence there.
Think hey, Ben. Carbohydrate.
Oh, there you are.
And then never exercise.
Dr. Bitar, I apologize. We missed your last sentence because you dropped. I know you're on the road today, and it's making it a challenge here, but I don't want to lose anything in terms of you had mentioned the exercise, fasting, and reduced carbs associated with better health outcomes. Specifically now we're talking about potential links to Alzheimer's, brain disease.
Right. So the point being that if people aren't doing those three basic things, then chances are their awareness of other things that they should be doing to improve their health probably is not going to be very high, at least on their priority list. And even if it was, they're just not aware of it. That's why they left the amalgams in their mouth. That's why they got the vaccinations. That's why they're not abstaining from exposure to combustion of fossil fuels that have higher mercury content. So those people end up getting Alzheimer's. Now, those people probably also have other habits that would be associated with poor health. And high sugar content would be one of those things. And so to state that high sugar content is associated with Alzheimer's, I think it's a pretty big leap, but most of those people are probably consuming high fructose corn syrup type diet. They're not abstaining from certain types of food substances like refined sugars and other types of things that may be associated with poor health. But then to take that link and measure it in Alzheimer's, you know, I think that it's going to be, there's many other aspects that will be associated with Alzheimer's, but they would be all in our book as poor lifestyle choices.
Mm-hmm.
Follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they're compounding cofactors per se, but I mean, and I think last week or the last couple of weeks, we've talked about the hyperglycemia and hypoglycemia aspect of the mineral deficiencies, chromium and other things, as well another factor that would indicate, hey, poor protection for important brain cell function, activity, and integrity.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But here's another caveat. You can actually have the right diet. You can actually refrain from and abstain from refined carbohydrates. You can actually fast and you can exercise. And you can still have a sugar disruption, as you just said, because of mineral deficiency, of no fault of your own, because it may be that you're a mineral waster. So
yeah.
You have these genetic predispositions. For example, children that have autism, individuals that have cancer, adults that have Alzheimer's, they all seem to have a very similar physiology. For example, when you look at their genetic polymorphism, they all have a COMT heterozygous lesion or maybe even a homozygous lesion. They all seem to have an MTHFR factor potential. Some of them have glutathione S transferase issues. So the point is there's some other commonalities which predisposes them to have certain issues like chromium wasting or mineral wasting.
Right, exactly. Listen, we're up against a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about so-called life-saving drugs. And for some strange, odd reason, the docs can't figure out why the immune system is thwarting those life-saving drugs. We're going to get to that next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links always up in the show notes. Just go to robertscottbell.com. Of course, if you ever missed a show, particularly Advanced Medicine Hour with Dr. Bitar, medicalrewind.com will open up you a whole new world of advanced medicine. Very exciting stuff. Now, we were talking about Alzheimer's. We could certainly continue that, but there's a fascinating article in the New York Times. And the headline says, when the immune system thwarts life-saving drugs. And my first thought before reading this was like, wait a second. How's your immune system? Because most of the drugs are very toxic to the immune system. How's the immune system even fighting back against the toxic drug? Except as I looked into these so-called life-saving drugs, they happen to be engineered proteins of some kind that were injected into the body, which suddenly that made sense because what are vaccines about? Injecting certain things that your immune system would react to. But yet they're surprised by this response. Dr. Bitar, I don't think there's anything that surprises us when we realize what they're injecting.
Well, they are trying to circumvent the ultimate engineer's design. And basically, when the system is off, as in the case of some of these diseases that are talked about in this article, and then you put in a drug into the body to circumvent something, but you're doing it inherently in a way that violates the underlying physiological principles, the system is designed to respond. So they're trying to do something in this particular... Let's just use cancer as an example so everybody kind of understands this. When you try to suppress the immune system, the body's natural response will be to try to upregulate the immune system. And the more you try to suppress it, like with steroids, for example, the more it will upregulate it. Now, when you have a situation like cancer, you've already got a compromised immune system. So by putting a person on a steroid, if you've already compromised, have a compromised immune system, you're basically going to, it's a signature of death. You just basically sentence them to death. They're going to die because they've already got a compromised immune system. You're further suppressing it. In this type of situation, what they're doing is the body sees a response. The body says this is not a desired response, so the body fights it. And there's a hyperimmune response that goes in, and they're calling the body's immune response to the drug that's being introduced, which may cause initially, you know, as far as your nose that you can see, maybe a desired response, but downstream, it's going to cause detrimental consequences. So what they're going to do now is they're going to say that immune system that's attacking us or our drug is being attacked by the antibodies or is being attacked by the immune system or there's an undesired response from the immune system in response to this drug. And that's what they're talking about. Yet what they're losing in what they've lost in comprehension is that the system is designed to only go in one direction, and that is to respond in the best desired result for the patient. Inflammation, for example, is an acute response to injury. And yes, you don't want to have chronic inflammation, but that doesn't mean that you want to suppress all inflammation because that's the way the body cushions, insulates, protects, and helps to recover that injury. So we need to start looking at things that parallel physiology as opposed to things that go against physiology and then say that these life-saving drugs are being attacked by the immune system because that's just insane. It's idiotic.
Well, but the response here, of course, is now we've got to develop new strategies or new drugs or go to old drugs that kill the immune system so that our drug does what we want it to do, but never questioning the underlying reason for some of these devastating diseases that are maybe unusual in some sense, but their whole approach, again, is attack, kill, destroy, never to look at maybe underlying causes, which they'll just say, we don't know the cause, so it doesn't matter, here's a drug.
So, Robert, you know how I say that you always set me up so I can slam the ball? Well,
yeah.
I set you up because I used the cancer analogy on purpose because you just said, so now we're going to create drugs to suppress the immune system. And so what does that mean? Because if you suppress the immune system, that's the only way you can get cancer.
Right.
So they're basically saying we need to design new drugs to help achieve cancer in patients earlier on, which is exactly what this comes down to. It is absolutely insane. Where does it stop? I mean, you might as well just take a bullet and put it in a person's head. It's a lot easier to kill them.
So, Dr. Bitar, when I say that, you know, modern medicine, because the peer-reviewed literature says it's the third leading cause of death, when we talk about properly used, administered, prescribed drugs, third leading cause of death. But when I argue that it's the first leading cause of death, it's because it's the main cause in many cases, not always, but in a lot of cases, of cancer and heart disease. The very treatments that they give you often result in those number one and number two. So why couldn't I argue that modern medicine and most of its trappings is the leading cause of death?
Without a doubt, you are absolutely correct. Now, Robert, there are going to be some people that are listening to this right now, and they're going to say, well, how the hell can you say that? Because here's a condition that clearly the immune system is in a hyper-responsive state, and you need to cool it down. That's the reason people use steroids. What about things like scleroderma or lupus or somebody that's got poison ivy? What are you going to do? You're going to allow that person to be miserable? But here's my response to that. The body, when somebody has lupus, for example, or any of these types of issues that are going on that can be disruptive to the system, that can have a detrimental consequence, even though what we're saying, it may appear that what we're saying is callous and not recognizing that this particular response, natural response, needs to be subdued or needs to be reduced. My response would be very simple, and that is look at the underlying cause. Why is the immune system at a hyper-responsive state? it's in a hyper-responsive state because it's been irritated or it's in conflict. It's trying to do something that it was designed to do. And so instead of trying to create a drug to suppress it, why not take away the offending substance that's creating that hyperimmune response, i.e. chemicals, metals, or whatever other toxins are creating that hyperimmune response.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to. Because we deal with scleroderma and lupus and all these other types of conditions, and we're able to do it, and we don't use the immunosuppressive drugs. We don't use the steroids. We don't use any of that stuff. So,
well, but Dr. Bitar, you're starting from a premise that says the immune system knows what it's doing. It's not going awry. It doesn't need a straitjacket. It hasn't gone crazy. We don't need to put it in the loony bin. We need to understand why it's doing what it's doing and remove that reason.
In fact, that is what I'm saying, but I'm going, it's a little bit even simpler than that, Robert. I'm saying that man is not as smart as the entity that created us, and so that entity that created us already has designed us to be able to deal with this stuff. The problem is we're introducing other things into the system, and so simply, hey, this is like almost saying that the stove that has the boiling water on it is burning, and so what we have to do is we have to figure out, we have to add this to the water, and we have to add that to the water to change it from boiling. How about just turning up the stove, and then the water won't boil anymore?
Yeah.
But no, we have to create things that are now anti-water, and then they're anti-stove, and then they're just turn off the stove, or get take a pan off the stove so it's not hot. But the point, again, is it's not that we need some new drug to turn off our immune system. What we need is acknowledgement and understanding that the body only reacts in a certain undesired manner when it has been exposed to some type of a toxic substance or some type of irritant that's caused you to react that way. And that's
Dr. Bitar, I just got a message from my wife. She says, you're being far too reasonable. You've got to stop this. You know, logic is in rare a commodity now, in medicine in particular. They kind of train you out of logic because it's not as profitable, apparently. But there's a paper published in March in the New England Journal of Medicine. Talked about a new Pfizer drug. They were in final phase of testing a new drug to lower cholesterol. Let's forget the fact that the whole idea of lowering cholesterol is lunacy. Because of, you know, the hypercholesterolemia we can get into, we've talked about it before, but the reality is that 30,000 patients that were taking it stopped responding to it. Why? Because their immune system started reacting against the drug and made antibodies to the drug because it was a biologic. It's obviously a different form of drug than statin that they're trying to go to the next round to get more patent protection and profitability out of the idea of lowering a substance that God created to keep us young, vital, healthy, and cognitively intact well into old age.
Yeah, you know, and this is the thing, Robert. There's so many things that we have at our disposal to be able to go, you know, to live up to 120 years of age with the same functionality we did when we were in our 40s and 50s and 60s. It's just how we take care of our body and what we do today that will reap benefits for us later, or that we'll have to pay the consequences later for either the lack of or partaking in one of those activities are. So for every action, there's either you get a benefit, you're going to reap that benefit in the future, or you're going to have to pay the consequence. It's up to us to decide now what we do and how we live our lives and how, more importantly, we live our lives as an example to our children so that we can then continue to make the human system evolve, or our cognition, our own intellect evolve so that we understand that many of the things that are going on right now on the planet Earth are from our own insane ignorance and our own, we're just ignoring the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
All the pollution and all, like you talk about sustainability, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite topics is when you talk about growing your own garden. Now, I have to admit, I don't grow my own garden, but I try to get somebody, I pay somebody to grow my garden, right?
Well, if you can do that, that's okay. But I mean, the idea is bringing it closer and closer to home. And I know how much you travel, so I'm not gonna be yelling at you, Dr. Bitar, for not growing your own stuff. Although maybe Debbie, I'll get on her because she should be having a little garden. But the idea, of course, and today I picked a tomato as big as your head. Well, maybe that's a little exaggeration, but a big, juicy, organic tomato is lovely. So it's fun to do that. I mean, there's so much life that sustains you. I mean, you talk about spiritual toxicity and removing it. Simple, the act of gardening connects you with the source of all sources.
Absolutely. Debbie, in fact, I've told you before, Debbie said just her hands being in the soil that she gets a therapeutic benefit.
That's right.
From that. And she does have, we have a small garden that we do certain things, but we always try to buy produce from a local farmer. You know, we have our own cows and all this other stuff. But the point I'm talking about is when you talk about sustainability,
yeah,
that simple message is so crucial, because everything that we should do should have that underlying motivation. Is this sustainable? You know, when you're drinking water or when you, any type of habit that you're in, is this a sustainable component? Like even the consumption of water and not like how we waste water by just letting water run. In certain parts of the world, they don't have water like that. So we have to be very conscientious of how we are living our lives and if that is sustainable or not, which means growing your own food, you know, whatever other things you're talking about. So when you talk about going into your 100, 120 years, full cognitive function, it again comes down to how we're living our lives. And are we doing the things that are necessary for us to be able to do that? I believe that there is nothing on this planet right now that prevents us from living to an age of 120 with the same functionality we had when we were in our 50s.
Agreed. Well, that's why you tune in to Advanced Medicine each and every week here with Dr. Rasha Batar on the Robert Scott Bell Show to get information like this, unfiltered, unapproved by any government agency anywhere. If they start approving what we say, we might have to question our perspective, because usually they're that wrong and we are that right. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to do, one more segment to do it in. Dr. Rasha Batar is here co-hosting as he always is. Check it out if you miss the show, medicalrewind.com. Back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, we got a glyphosate causing cancer update. We got it in the notes. Just go to robertscottbell.com. Check it out there. Big event coming up, the March Against Monsanto 2017 happening. If you're listening live, just over 3 days from now, this coming Saturday. And it's all over the world. If you go to march-against-monsanto.com, march-against-monsanto.com, you'll see the events all over. I'm planning to be at the one in Orlando. I'll be speaking. We'll be around Lake Eola and then marching over to the Dandelion Cafe for an organic non-GMO meal afterwards. So bring your friends, your family, your kids. And we'll have a good time there. And Dr. Bitar, there's a story here on CNN. Patients, Roundup gave us cancer as the EPA actually worked with Monsanto officials to kind of hide the link between it and cancer.
Yeah, as much as I would like to say that's surprising, you and I both know that's about as expected. I mean, you can't get more predictable than that, right?
Oh, no. You're talking about links to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, for instance. And also talking about, you know, glyphosate in the different forms that it's out on the market, it's altered from just glyphosate. If you get it out for the garden or the lawn or the weeds, you start adding things in. It seems to add to the carcinogenicity of just the glyphosate, which the World Health Organization, of all places, actually declared it a probable carcinogen.
Yeah, so that's one of the questions, and I've been trying to look this up, Robert. I've spent quite a bit of time trying to look it up, and I can't find it. But that's specifically looking at the half-life, or if there is such a thing as a half-life of the glyphosate, meaning that if there was glyphosate used once or twice on a piece of land, then how long is the detrimental component still in the soil, and then how long, like plants that are grown there, for example, let's say you have a tree that grows there, and let's say you have fruit on that tree, then how many seasons of harvest would that fruit be contaminated? And the problem is you can't test for this because once it's been in the soil, within like 2 or 3 days, you test the soil, you're not going to find it anymore.
So yeah.
How does it determine?
It's a good question because they're alleging here that glyphosate alone may not be the culprit, although it's problematic. They're saying that like Roundup, for instance, contains animal fats and other ingredients that increase the carcinogenicity of the glyphosate. So it's like a combination of things. And as we know, it's typically not one thing, but it's a factor of all of the things in mass that tips you over the edge.
Right. That's true. Yep.
But we do know that the EPA is working on behalf of these global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state because you know, the heads of EPA, higher ups, will end up working for companies like Monsanto as long as they regulate them friendly style, not to the benefit of the environment or the people, but to the benefit of the company.
Yeah, it is the same thing with the Food and Drug Administration, with the pharmaceutical companies, same type of situation where a lot of the people that served in the FDA high up, when they leave the FDA, they go on to very cushioned, padded jobs with some pharmaceutical company as a high-ranking executive. So same type of scenario. It's the same modus operandi.
Yeah, and Superdon, what's the link to the Azure Farms in Central Oregon? There's a big deal here that the state is redefining, or at least this area of the state of Oregon is redefining this control of noxious weeds, which, by the way, when we look at the weed list, they were all medicinal herbs that they want to kill.
Wow.
And they're reassigning it and saying, we're not allowing you just to control, we want you to eradicate. Because the organic farmers, there's Azure Farms there, it's got a lot of acreage and doing great organic non-GMO stuff. They're now being threatened with having to just gas their entire farm with glyphosate when they redefine from control to eradicate.
Wow. This is a very, very concerted effort then. And not just, this isn't really about Monsanto doing good or bad. This is actually about Monsanto taking away the future. I mean, if this is all, most of these weeds are all herbs that they're talking about. They're talking about taking away, again, looking at how the Creator designed our world, many of the monotheistic religions believe that there is no disease on this planet without a solution here, and there's so many things that we haven't discovered yet. I think I told you about the kava-kava, not the kava-kava with the V, but the K-A-W-A kava-kava that
they
used. That's considered a weed, and yet the benefits of that, I mean, it's just incredible.
Incredible.
You know, they're trying to eliminate competition is what they're trying to do.
Of course. And, of course, where's the ultimate competition? From creation. And Monsanto's and the pharmaceutical industry of the world wants to outcreate the Creator. They can't. They can destroy us. Creation called Earth will go on without us. But the question is, do we want to be killed off in this way? I don't think so. Not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not with Dr. Batar, where he reminds us, what do we got to tell him, folks?
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Yes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.